If in heaven the streets are paved in gold, then perhaps this town was pretty close to paradise. For a century ago, their streets were literally paved in gold. In fact, there was so much gold in the streets, they eventually dug them up to get their hands on it. We visit some very valuable pavement on this edition of the American Countryside. It's time to take your fields to the next level. Farm Journal has a great lineup for you at Yield Academy 2026. Join us August 20th in Rochester, Minnesota to gain practical, hands-on information and advice to make the most of your crop production. Farm Journal agronomists Ken Berry and Missy Bauer will be there to help you unlock more out of every acre. Make a plan to join us and then stick around for the crop tour finale. Register today at farmjournalyieldacademy.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Corinth, Utah is a small town about an hour north of Salt Lake City. In its boom years of the 1870s, it was a mining town.
In the springtime, the streets would get so muddy that freight wagons had a hard time moving out. So they paved them with the slag from the gold smelter that was here in Corinth.
Marjorie Mills shares the story from her hometown on the north side of the Great Salt Lake. While the material they used on the streets was waste material, it wasn't your ordinary dirt and gravel.
The refining process wasn't that great, and so there was a lot of gold in that slag. So that slag was used to pave the streets.
So Corinth became known as the town with streets paved with gold. In fact, it caught the attention of those in the mining industry when they became more efficient with their mining technology.
Years later, they found a better refining process and dug up the streets and got more gold out of the streets, so Corinth no longer has its streets paved with gold.
Corinth's mining days waned, and farming helped take its place. However, the location near the Salt Lake made growing crops difficult.
They tried to grow fruit trees just before the turn of the century out west. There was Fruitvale, Appledale. There was even schools out there, and there was orchards all over, but they just didn't survive. The trees died because of the alkali would come out in the soil, and the soil wouldn't drain out because it would just stay muddy all the time.
Today, the state's first drainage district makes the land here able to support a variety of crops, although the orchards are now gone. In fact, Marjorie's family has made their career farming and ranching in the area for several generations. Traveling the countryside in Corinth, Utah, I'm Andrew McRae.